Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
His expertise in football is second to none.
670 The Score's senior football expert.
You're talking to one of the great techno boobs of all time.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
This is probably too much information, but I always keep my phone in my back pocket. I just feel like my ass is buzzing permanently at this point. It's crazy.
Shaw media analyst and sideline reporter for Westwood One.
We've got Joe calling in from Elgin.
I just want to say that you are so underrated. You're fantastic. You really are. You've got a great opinion. I would listen to you all day.
Hub Arkish.
I'd love to poke you. I'm not going to now.
With Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi on 670 The Score. The Score.
It is Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving that feels an awful lot like a Friday. So that's cool. Hub Arkish joins us. You can follow Hub on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Yesterday was an all-timer, Hub. We've had a plenty of weird, weird Bears days, and especially what we learned late yesterday evening when Brad Biggs was reporting about what all happened after the fact, that the Bears got caught flat-footed in something, and I don't know what they're trying to make okay after the fact. I don't know where you stand. My belief is, just fire Nagy and don't let him get on the plane today, because once he gets off that plane and once you sit down with the Fox people and you make the entire national game with their primary broadcast all about their dysfunction, just put Chris Tabor out there and say the Bears made a move and now it's just about a bad football game.
Well, Dan, you may be right. You know, I just don't know at this point. I mean, you know, let's start at the beginning. The report that started it all was ridiculous. You know, I don't care, you know, whether you're brilliant or just acceptable or incompetent as the owner of a multi-billion dollar business. You do not, you know, call in your top manager and say, I've decided to fire you, but first I want you to work a couple more days and go out and embarrass us all on national television. And that coach, if he has an NFL ego, doesn't say, okay, sure, boss. So, you know, that obviously didn't happen. And I'm not going after the author because I assume that he did have a relatively high place source. And I'm assuming, and these are the assumptions, because there's no other way to explain it, that was someone, you know, high enough to be believed who wanted Nagy gone and was afraid that George or the McCaskies wouldn't do it in season. But there's just no way, you know, that came down the way it was reported, or at least not in my mind or anyone who's been on this beat or been around sports or the NFL or covered this thing. That said, if I'm right in my assumption that that's why it was done, it's now mission accomplished, and it's brought you to where you are right now. And I can't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong. I just think that it's just so sad to me at this point that the Chicago Bears once again are the laughing stock of the NFL, and this never should have happened. It didn't have to happen this way. And I don't know what else, you know, we can really say about it. The unfortunate part, though, guys, is that then you get the rest of the media in a frenzy, and everybody starts interpreting things and reading things. Brad's outstanding, and I'm sure his reporting is accurate. And one of the things that he commented on or reported was that, well, a lot of the players are pissed. Of course they are.
Sure.
I mean, everybody is. That does not mean that, again, there were no signs until yesterday that Nagy had lost his locker room or his team, the ultimate reason for pulling the plug now. And there was nothing anybody said that suggests that. Listen to the Allen Robinson comments closely. And everybody tried to distance themselves from it. But now everybody's trying to find that. And so then it gets worse. Then we find out, well, of course they met. You know, at some point yesterday, they had to talk to each other and figure out what was going on. We don't know what was said in that meeting. At this point, though, Dan, I think what you're suggesting had to happen yesterday. I don't know why now it would happen today. So you may be right. That may be the best course of action, but they've screwed everything else up so badly that I just think it may be too late for that. And now we wait till Friday. And then you get the next question. If they win tomorrow, you know, maybe it doesn't happen until they get beat by the Cardinals, or certainly he can't survive another loss to the Packers. If they lose tomorrow, then obviously it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen Thanksgiving night. Not that it matters if it's going to happen Friday anyway, but I think that's kind of where we're left right now.
It's something Biggs brought up, and they didn't spend a lot of time talking about it this morning on Mully and Haw, but the number of other people involved. You talk about the players just trying to do their jobs and trying to do what they're told to do each week. Let alone where Justin Fields' head is in all this, the most valuable asset in your organization. And this young man, you know, calling upon every reserve that he has of awareness and professionalism and standing and concentration to go about doing what he's doing in a week that he's hurt, to still have some sense of where this organization is going. What about the assistant coaches, too, where when a coach goes, usually everybody is given their opportunity to go. You're talking about how many Thanksgiving dinners, no matter what happens tomorrow, if this isn't handled, if there isn't some sort of instruction, of direction, of information, how many ruined family gatherings do we have? We think it's tough for us as fans. What about for people for whom this is a livelihood and an NFL career?
Well, you know, Dan, I'm just thoroughly depressed at this point, and I know a lot of people have different reactions to it. I don't know how you and Layla feel about it, but that's why there's everything about this is so wrong. This is so awful, you know, and it started Saturday at that high school football game, the environment that has been built around this, and it didn't have to happen. It shouldn't have happened. And even after it happened, this is why I go back to, I don't know what was said in that meeting that took place yesterday afternoon. But the only way to at least come out of this like decent, caring human beings is to say, okay, you know, obviously it was a bogus report because we know we didn't talk. You know, we are very concerned about where the organization is at. We want you to tell your staff, or we will tell them as well, that we are going to evaluate what happens Thursday in Detroit, you know, and possibly give them 3 weeks. You know, you got three games in 17 days and reevaluate. Give some statement to at least say you have a chance. But if that conversation ended yesterday with it's over, it's just a matter of when, then to your point, it makes everybody look so bad. And I'm talking about ownership and management. I am not talking about coaches and players.
In your work with Westwood One, you have had the opportunity to have some of these valuable network sit-downs with material people from various NFL organizations before a game. Mm-hmm. And it is part of the routine of off the record and or on background, however it is presented, that you're going to find out stuff and you're going to learn stuff, and coaches and players are going to tell you, you know, here's why we've been doing this, or here's what's happening here. And there's a gentleman's agreement to not go public with all of it. It's just to inform your reporting. How can the Bears let Matt Nagy have this in Detroit with Buck and Aikman and that production team? Because even if, and I'm not going to accuse of all people Matt Nagy of wanting wanting to go scorched earth and destroy reputations and just, you know, take napalm to the whole thing. But he also will be in preservation mode, and he will make sure that given that opportunity for 3 hours, he's going to be presented in the best possible light. From a business perspective, that's something that it would make me fearful if I'm getting ready to get rid of Matt Nagy.
Well, you know, Dan, first of all, I don't think the Bears have a choice. It's in the contract, you know, and I know that from working with some of the national stuff. I mean, you know, they are required to have that availability. I suppose the McCaskies could call Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell could call Howie Dunaroff, who's my boss, the executive VP at Westwood One, and maybe they could, well, not the radio people, you're talking about the TV people. Fox wouldn't do that. Yeah, no, so it's going to happen. Listen, you know, the environment has been so bad for really ever since that press conference at the end of January that any time you try and say anything decent about Matt Nagy, immediately, you know, you're a hater or homer, whatever it may be. Matt's an honorable man. Matt has handled this with integrity. Let's not forget that this has been going on all season long. This didn't just blow up yesterday. I'm going to do it now. I haven't finished the column yet, but this goes back to the decision to make Justin Fields the starter. And I have finally confirmed with enough sources that direction came from George McCaskey. That was not Matt Nagy's decision. And that's when this really all began. And we can get into the football side of that because that's more important than anything else. I'm not saying it would have saved Matt's job. I mean, he's done more than enough, you know, to question whether he has developed enough as a head coach in 3.5 years. But that's where this has gotten so ugly, because people have chosen sides. Everybody's chosen sides over this quarterback thing and what was right and what was wrong. All through it, he has been a stand-up guy. He has taken the heat. He's taken the bullets. And I'm quite confident that assuming that he is still coaching tomorrow and they have the sit-down, that he would handle it the same way. Integrity is something that he does have.
That's big news, Hub. That is big news.
I was trying to save it for the paper, but I can't talk about this when I give it to you. So.
You broke it here on the score that George McCaskey instructed Matt Nagy to start Justin Fields. And now, anybody who has been micro dissecting play calling of why, when Andy Dalton gets in the game, there's play action, there's the wide receiver screen, of why it seems, okay, my guy is back out there, that is there any sort of animus or any even subconscious sort of holding back? Okay, you want your guy? Watch him do this. You want your guy? Watch him do this. We've heard any number of situations. Well, you know, Dick Geron has talked, we know about what happened. Big Cat Williams said the same thing happened with Cade McNown and Dick Geron. Well, they want their guy. They can get their guy, and let's show him what he's got, that kind of thing. And how he was, you know, telling players about how some of that was going down. Are you okay with that? Is that cool that George McCaskey did that? Or is that
absolutely not.
It's a violation of protocol.
Well, but let's be clear about something. I want to be clear about two things, actually. Number one, I know that the orders came from the top, from George. I have not yet been able to confirm whether George sat down and talked to Matt or forced Ryan Pace to do it. And I have not been able to confirm, you know, where Ryan has been in this whole thing. But I do know that Matt was dead set against making the change. He's not dead set against Justin Fields. Nobody loves Justin Fields more than Matt Nagy, but there's a right and a wrong way to do it. They had a plan they'd agreed to. And I think that the part two that you're leaping to, Dan, I understand why, and it's a concern. But one thing was pretty clear. They had to win with or without. You know, some people speculated that, well, maybe they said, okay, you can lose as much as you want as long as you play Fields. No, that wasn't the case. He was not going to survive where last season ended without winning and being competitive. So certainly, you know, I'm sure he wasn't happy about being forced to give Justin the starting job, but I'm also 100% sure that given that, he did everything he could to try and develop him and be successful with him, because that was still the only way he was going to keep his job.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.